Oh man, I'm gonna play you something real funky.
You're listening to
Hot Garbage.
Hello and welcome to this episode of the Hot Garbage Podcast, your weekly music playlist. We really appreciate you downloading this episode, however you did so. Please, if you like what you hear, continue to tell your friends, neighbors, and coworkers about the show. We really
appreciate
it. Just don't
stop. Even if they don't like it, tell them. But persist. This one was really good. Tell them that this
corner
next
them
one.
In the bathroom.
Yeah.
And badger sure. them into doing
it. And look at their penis.
Right.
But not in a weird way. Mm-hmm. Just be like, hey, there's something
and
wrong with
your
penis.
Just whisper hot garbage while you're
You've got something really wrong with your penis. While you're sitting in the doctor's office, maybe you could listen to this show called Hot Garbage.
My name is Drew. Joining me, as always, is the bells to my buzzball, my dear friend Andy.
Man, your buzzballs.
Fresh from a trip home to Michigan, Andy.
Yeah.
You took the whole family out to visit your roots. How was the trip?
Oh, it was fantastic. I love going back and seeing the family. Going swimming and drinking lots of good beer, eating lots of good food. It was awesome.
Your family's from Kalamazoo.
Grand Rapids. Well,
oh, Grand Rapids.
Rockford.
Right.
Or Belmont, if you want to get very specific. We'll just go.
Where right on the mitten route. Is Grand Rapids?
Oh, we're going to do this? It's right here. It's okay. West Michigan. Lower West Michigan.
Lower West Michigan.
I would
so,
say directly across the lake from Milwaukee.
Right. So everyone look at your right hand and basically at the base of your thumb bone as it meets your wrist.
No, the other side.
Other side?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you said it was West Michigan.
It is.
Oh, you're looking
the
at your palm.
Thumb faces east.
Right. This is really stretching the limits of
so
the
this,
audio medium.
This would be Michigan for you.
We right. Put your palm into a mirror and then follow my advice.
Yeah.
Or use the back of your right hand. That would be my advice.
Yeah.
So, good times there. You did get into a little bit of a car accident, though.
I did.
What happened there?
That sucked.
Yeah.
It was just one of those things where we had to stop really quick, and then my parents were driving behind me, and they had to stop really quick. And the guy behind them didn't.
It just plowed into you.
Yeah.
So three tiers of destruction.
Yeah. And my parents ended up hitting us. But really, they saved us because we were in a newer minivan and the guy was driving a newer pickup and it would just shredded the back of the minivan. For real. And their old school giant pickup truck just like accordioned in the middle.
Really?
It looked like the best out of all three vehicles. It was...
They didn't
know,
even stop
know.
To get your information.
Oh, no. It was horrible. In Michigan, it sucks. You have to pull over to the side of the road, and the cops come and assess the situation. It was fucking...
Is that different than here? Do we have a different accident protocol in Michigan? I thought that was pretty standard.
I don't know. Maybe it is. I guess I've never really been in a real accident.
I've been in one. It was like exactly 3 months to the day after I got my license. It was the first day that I was allowed to drive with other kids in the car. Because in Indiana, you had to wait 90 days after you got your license before you could have anyone else. And the minute I could, I got reckless behind the wheel.
You did? You just went for it like Fast and Furious?
That's kind of what happened, although I grossly misjudged. So there was I had to come to a stop, and the cross traffic did not stop. And I just, you know, I took a slow, poorly timed risk. But yeah, the cops came, and you have to give a statement. And it was a young mother who gave me some mm-hmm. very stern looks as I had jeopardized her baby.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, you know, live and learn. Right, but unfortunately, you have two busted cars in Michigan, so that's a bummer.
Yeah, that sucks. That was a real bummer, especially because one of them wasn't ours, and the other one was my parents', and we were on our way to a vacation rental.
Oh, that's a huge bummer. So yeah. it takes up a huge chunk of that day.
Yeah, it took a big chunk of the day. We ended up renting a car and driving down there in a minivan.
But overall,
it was
good
fun.
Times.
Yeah, we had a great time. We ended up going and staying at a. Renovated barn. I guess you could say it was loosely renovated.
What is that? Oh, just kind of
it was kind of
rustic.
still a barn. it had beds in it and stuff, but it also had hornets and bats and weeds growing through the windows and poison ivy all over the place.
There were hornets inside the barn?
Yeah, all over the place.
An active hive?
Yeah. There was a can of hornet spray next to like the keys and stuff.
I've slept inside a very rustic cabin with a bat in it, and you know, we just couldn't get the bat out. It was just part of the evening, and it sucks just knowing they're hanging out over your head. It is just this menace that at any time could fly right for your face.
Oh man, we were playing games. We were playing Cards Against Humanity with my parents and my sister and brother-in-law.
Yeah.
And there's this bat like squeaking somewhere in the room, and we just couldn't figure
out
where
it was. Oh, you
couldn't
even see it?
No, we were just
that's
like,
even more terrifying.
Ollie woke up in the middle of the night and was like, my son Ollie was like, Dad, a bat flew in here, landed on me, and then flew over there, and now it lives in that. Oh, no. And I was like, no, it didn't. And
a bat touched your son?
I knew he was telling the truth, but I didn't want to freak him out. So I was like, no, there's no bats in here. And I went outside, and immediately it was like, everyone, there's bats inside the barn. Ollie saw one. And
so
then,
you think it touched Ollie? You think it landed I think it flew on him. Ollie?
Yes,
or brushed against him or
absolutely
something?
Absolutely do. I think it climbed into bed with him. Oh, God. Kim sat up there for about 10 minutes, and it landed on the floor, and she got it with some sheets and tried to throw it outside, but it got away. But in the middle of the game, my brother-in-law, Eric, just stood up and stomped on the ground really loud. And we were all like, what the fuck? Oh, he killed a bat. The bat had been crawling along the floor underneath us while we were playing the game.
And someone stepped on a floorboard that...
No, he saw it and went in for the kill shot. Oh, God. Just like, fuck you, bat. And then everyone was
Who
super sad. My brother-in-law, Eric.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, what would you do?
I'm glad it wasn't your bloodthirsty son.
Is your instinct to kill the bat, or is it to wrap it in a towel and try and get it out the door?
My instinct is to kill the spider. Mm-hmm. I think with the bat, shit, though, because, like, would I do it with the rat? I was just thinking about whether it was a wingless rat or a wingless bat. Man, I don't know.
Because it could have rabies. It could have been creeping up
to
eat me.
It's not so much that I value its life anymore, but it becomes a grosser prospect to, like, shoo it to death. Like taking the heel of my shoe or taking a newspaper. That'll do a spider in pretty good. But you can't just...
I'll do a spider with my finger.
You can't just thump a rat or a bat.
No.
Oh, you just finger the spider? Oh,
yeah.
No.
I'll kill a spider with my fucking thumb.
With your thumb? You just
and wash my hands.
That's disgusting. I need a big wad of toilet paper because I don't want that thing coming anywhere near my skin.
Oh.
I went on about a 5-year run where I got bit by a normal house spider at least once a year, and it got wildly infected. And it would start to travel down my arm or up my leg, and I'd have to go get blasted by antibiotics.
Oh, man.
So I know that they're not
spider
like
bites are no joke in Oregon.
But if I ever see one, it's going down, and I will not put it in my skin anywhere near it.
As soon as you find a nice wad of toilet paper, that spider's fucked.
Yeah, or I'll use a book or something, but I will not use my thumb.
You won't go straight thumb?
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
And I would also never just, like, try to get it into my hand and take it outside. No.
I don't know. I might do that with a bat. I do like bats. I don't think I could stomp in a bat.
I've got nothing particularly against bats. They are such a minuscule part of my life, but they're not even an annoyance to me. Like, I have no complaints about bats.
The other weird thing about that cabin we were staying at was the kitchen was in the basement. And to get there, you just opened up a chunk of the floor, like a trap door, but it was huge. It was like the length of, like, a pop-up staircase. And underneath...
Was it a usable basement?
It was basically where the horses used to be, and they had cleaned up one section of it, and it was a kitchen. Oh. Every time anyone walked above it, like, dirt would fall and dust would fall onto, like, the floorboards above it.
This all sounds very unnerving to me.
It was, and it was surrounded by poison ivy.
And was this up in, like, the Upper Peninsula of Michigan?
No, this was in, like, southwestern Michigan. Oh, this was in South Haven, really nice part of the beach and shit. But it was a cool place to stay. And across the street was, like, a renovated schoolhouse that was, like, completely 1920 style that you could rent that was also like an Airbnb.
That's cool.
Very strange.
Well, we've been gone for like a month, Andy. This is our longest absence in the 2+ year history of the show. So I think we need to play a little bit of music and, you know, get everybody's blood pumping again.
Yeah, man. I got to start us off with a song that I've been listening to like crazy lately. This is probably like my song of the summer right here, if I had to pick one. This is Run the Jewels and DJ Shadow off of DJ Shadow's new album.
Oh, yeah. You sent this to us while you were gone, and I still haven't been able to listen to it. So this is like a world debut for me, too. I'm excited. Man.
The song's called Nobody Speak. And if you get a chance, watch the lyric video for it because the lyrics are crazy. And they do a cool, like, moving word animation thing.
Picture this, I'm a bag of dicks, put me to your lips, I am sick, I will punch a baby bear in his shit, give me lip, I'ma send you to the yard, get a stick, make a switch, I can end the conversation real quick, I am crack, I ain't lying, kick a lion in his crack, I'm the shit, I will fall off in your crib, take a shit, hit your mama on the booty, kick your dog, fuck your bitch, fat boy dressed up like you Santa and took pictures with your kids, we the best, we will cut a frowny face in your chest, little wench, I'm unmentionably fresh, I'm a get correct, I will walk into a court while it wrecks, screaming yes, I am guilty motherfuckers, I am death. Hey, you wanna hear a good joke? Nobody speak, nobody get choked. Hey,
fucks is youngest. Now face the flame fuckers, your fame and fate's done with.
Charlie Brown, Peppermint, Patty, Linus, and Lucy. Put coke in the doobie, roll woolies to smoke with Snoopy. I still remain that dick rabbit slacker to spill the woogie. Cause the total of the toolie will murder you friggin' moolies. Fuck out of here. Top billing, come cops and villainous shots. His block shipped out and bought, and y'all feeling it. LP killing it, killer Mike killing shit. What more can I say? We top billing it, valiant without villain it. Viciously found victory, burnt towns and villages, burning, looting and pillaging.
Murderers try to hurt us, we curse them and all their children. I just want the bread and bologna bundles to tuck away. I don't work for free, I am barely giving a fuck away.
So tell begging Johnny and mommy to get the fuck away. Hey, yo, here's a gun, son, now run, get it the gutter way. Live to shoot another day.
Jam of the summer right there.
That was Nobody Speak off of The Mountain Will Fall, the new DJ Shadow album, featuring Run the Jewels.
That was pretty hot.
Yeah, that song's so good.
That was a hot summer jam. Have you had a chance to see any music this summer at all, Andy? See any live music?
Let me think.
I went to a couple shows while you were gone. Went to the Malt Ball, brought to you by the Portland Mercury.
Oh, you did? Did you see Holy Grove?
No, they didn't play this year.
Oh, I thought they did. That must have been last year.
I saw our good friend in Point Juncture, Washington.
Oh, yeah.
Victor, our good That's friend fantastic. Victor from Destination Universe Studios, who also plays in Point Juncture. They played that day. Saw his wife Amanda's band Bitchin' play.
Oh, they're great.
Yeah, they were fun. Who else was on that bill? Oh, saw a band called the Ghosties. So that was an interesting show. Went to see the band Wand, this LA band called Wand, last Friday at the Doug Fir. And I'm missing a couple. I've been trying to keep out there and see some live music this summer. But also, Andy, it's been super shitty. The weather here in Portland, Oregon has been a big old turd this summer. So it's been gray and a little chilly. So live music is a nice refuge.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, man. I haven't really been doing the music thing lately. I've been doing a lot of just like swimming in lakes and drinking a lot of beer in like relatives' yards.
Yeah, that's what you should be doing in the summer.
And it's fantastic. I'd like to see more music. I'm going to get back into it as soon as possible. But I did hear Edward Sharp soundcheck while I was walking around Frederick Meyer Gardens Sculpture Park.
That's pretty good. That's a pretty good set.
It was the longest soundcheck I've ever fucking heard in my life. They soundchecked for 2.5 hours.
2.5 hours.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
For what?
For
what kind of setup does he have?
For a 2-hour concert.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of people in that band, I guess. We walked around Frederick Meyer Gardens, and their stage is kind of in the center of the thing. And you can hear it all
Who's
around
Frederick
it.
Meyer?
He is basically the Fred Meyer of Portland, but he's the same person, but he's from Grand Rapids.
So is,
and it's the same
is
story.
Frederick Meyer kind of like Ronald McDonald? He's got a regional presence.
I think it's just the most common
as an
name
actual person.
Ever. Yeah.
So he's totally separate from Portland's Fred Meyer.
Yes.
But he's also a regional grocer.
Yes.
Named Frederick Meyer.
With a store that has clothes and auto parts and anything you might need.
And they're not affiliated in any way.
And they're not spelled the same way.
Like, Frederick Meyer is not just like a classier version, a gentleman's Fred Meyer.
No, it's Frederick, and then Meyer is Meijer.
Oh, is that affiliated with like just the Meyer Superstore?
Yes.
With Meijer? That's in Indiana.
Yeah. They stretched out.
I didn't realize the Meyer.
That's
of that
Fred
was
Meyer.
Fred Meyer.
That's Frederick Meyer.
That is
it's
bizarre.
So weird. Yeah.
What a stupid quirk of that's a pre-internet problem right there. If you were thinking about naming your company today, you'd do a cursory Google search to make sure that the exact same name and service doesn't exist elsewhere.
You'd think.
You would think so.
You'd want to.
You would hope. You'd hope you live in that kind of world.
I don't want to live in a world that's not like that.
No, I'd prefer not to. But we do. We live in that
stupid
world. That's exactly like that.
Yeah.
There wasn't a mail campaign or the equivalent of a phone call down during that time to confirm anything.
A world where Donald Sloppy. Trump has chosen Hulk Hogan as his running mate and is ahead in the polls.
that's really the world we live in. That's holding him back.
Yeah.
That's former Indiana Governor Mike Pence. I've met Mike Pence.
But was he in the
WWF? He spoke at one of my events based in Indianapolis. What did you say?
But did he wrestle in the WWF? No.
No, I think he just hosted a SmackDown or something like that. I think that was the extent of his interaction. What else you got to play tonight, Andy?
I'm going to play you a track by a man named Hoyt Axton. Mm. He was a folk singer who wrote that song for Three Dog Night, Joy to the World.
Oh, he wrote Joy to the World, huh?
Yeah, that's his big claim to fame. And he had a bunch of other hits. He wrote a bunch of famous songs for a bunch of people. This is a weird song that he wrote that I love called California Women.
Talk about your women in Birmingham and a litter from Baltimore. But the girls I love got the toes in the sand of the sweet Santa Monica shore. Singing California women in the Greek, got a mind, I got a sweet, sweet jelly roll. California women in the Greek, got a mind, I got a sweet, sweet jelly roll. Sweet, sweet jelly roll. California women in the greed got a mind, I got a sweet, sweet jelly roll. Dee da dee 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 California women in the greed got a mind, I got a sweet, sweet jelly roll. California women in the greed got a mind, I got a sweet, sweet jelly roll. California women in the greed got a mind, I got a sweet, sweet jelly roll. California women in the greed got a mind, I got a sweet, sweet jelly roll. California women in the greed got a mind, I got a sweet, sweet jelly roll. California women in the greed got a mind, I got a sweet, sweet jelly roll.
So, blues guys talk about jelly rolls all the time.
What is a jelly roll?
Do you think a jelly roll is like a boner? Or is it like a vagina?
Well, the lyrics of that song were what? Well, the sweet, sweet
like a
jelly
vagina?
Roll?
Yeah.
That was the line was sweet, sweet jelly roll.
It's like, I got a sweet, sweet jelly roll. Yeah. So, does that mean he's like packing a chub?
Yeah, I guess that's just a celebration of the state of just having an erection. Like, the argument that he's making is that just having a boner, even unused in your pants, is a cause for celebration.
And like, he gets it from California women.
And if you feel like that beat, that's he's got more of like a cruising boner, really. This is really just like a...
It's just like, you know, all those California women give me a boner.
Yeah, just like the get me through sophomore math class boner that, you know, you need at... You know, 1:30 on a Friday afternoon.
If that song was a little more literal, it would be California women give me a boner.
Yeah, exactly. That's what the lyrics would be today.
Give him a sweet, sweet jelly roll.
Oh, Andy. I feel a little unprepared, but I just remembered this. I want to make sure you know. But are you at all familiar with the deep well that is Korean hip hop?
No.
Have you gotten into...
No.
There's a guy you need to check out, and everybody out there. Maybe we'll find a song of his if I can dig something up by this guy, Keith Ape, who's this, as far as I know, this is all coming secondhand, but he's a Korean rapper. And Blaine and I, our good friend Blaine, got into a pretty deep wormhole of K-hop music videos on YouTube. It is worthwhile. Start with P-Babe.
I've never
just,
experienced
just let,
that.
Just let YouTube take you on that journey. I feel exactly like it's up your alley, Andy. It would be something for you. So yeah, I don't think a Jelly Roll could be anything but
well, I don't know.
A big old sitting boner.
A sit down boner.
Yeah. So just a late summer evening front porch sipping boner.
Like a lazy Creole boner.
Yeah, just a whistling away the afternoon kind of boner. Just a taking a walk in the pastures kind of boner. You get the point.
Yep.
Otherwise, I don't have any other guesses. But Andy, you want to play a little license plate?
You've been
traveling the country.
I have been. I've seen some things.
This will be a coast-to-coast edition of License Plate Detective with just you and I. And let's be honest, this game is really just for you and I.
We're the only ones who really
care. When we compete, there are no losers.
Yeah.
Except the occasional listener.
Yeah.
So what did you see while you're out there?
This one was crazy to me.
Michigan plate?
Yeah, it was a Michigan plate, and it was it probably means something very important to someone. But it was Hope the number 4 TY.
Hope 4 TY. Well, selfishly, I hope it's a big T.Y. Hilton fan. Colts wide receiver T.Y. Hilton.
They just have a lot of hope for him this coming season, and they want him to do well. They want
the
Colts
to
ascend to their
extra dollars to express that hope.
Yeah, I have a lot of hope for T.Y. Maybe they really hope people say thank you more often.
I think it was just kind of.
I just want to put that out there.
One of those new parents that doesn't believe in keeping scores at their kids' games, and they just want to say like, "Oh, keep their fingers crossed for a tie at every competition." There are no winners, there are no losers, but they ran out of room, so just hope.
Let's
for
hope for a
tie.
Both my kids play on opposite teams, and they hate each other. Let's
just
hope
a real crazy, ineffectual, weak, handshaked parent.
Man, you know, like it's cool when people win at sports, but my favorite thing ever is a fucking tie.
Right, a tie lets everybody save face.
Like when I go to a soccer game and it's a tie at the end after everything, it's amazing.
Mm-hmm. What a satisfying symmetry. I'm just kidding. I think it's ridiculous.
Or they have like a charity that services only like the country of Thailand.
Yeah.
It's like Hope for Thai. Yeah. It's like their name.
Oh, it's just Hope. Yeah. They're offering Hope. Yeah. And that's sort of an advertisement license plate for them. Yeah. I think that works. What else did you see, Andy?
Well, here we go. Wiz space FHS.
Wiz space FHS?
Yeah, it's like a wizard fish.
So WIZ space.
Is this another fucking wizard driving around in the world?
FSH or FHS?
FSH.
Oh, yeah, so wizard fish. Wiz fish.
Some kind of wizard fish.
I think that's also what it's called when you...
Or maybe he's a piss wizard.
When you pee on your girlfriend's feet in the shower, it's called a whiz fish because her feet kind of flop around a little bit. So, yeah, that's another Urban Dictionary entry for it. So he was a big shower pisser.
Maybe he means when he goes piss out in the world, he calls it taking the fish. So he's like a wizard of fish. So he's like a piss wizard. Is that reaching? I don't know.
I just assumed it was the technique, the pulling the whiz fish was how he got rid of, like, how he broke up with girls.
Oh, he gave you the whiz fish? What a dick.
Yeah. Well, he's a real asshole. As most vanity plate owners are.
Oh, man. This is a good one.
So you have to pee on somebody's feet to break up with him? Is that
good? Yeah.
No, that was just his tactic. A whiz fish can also be a sexually pleasurable thing for the right person. It doesn't have to be a negative.
I think that's
certain women would perceive it as one.
Yeah.
Though.
It's an unspoken relationship contract. Like
I would say it's a disrespectful action.
Pretty much over.
If you're doing it for pleasure, should be discussed in advance. I think that to do it, you know, unbidden is pretty disrespectful.
To say the least.
And then to celebrate the act of surprising your girlfriend by pissing on her feet with a vanity plate, I think is awesome.
The whiz fish.
It's commitment.
Yeah. He whizzed all over my fish.
Were there any other good
or
ones?
Or maybe that's somebody who just likes to pee in fish tanks.
Sure.
Yeah, here we go.
In a simpler world.
TUTUX9.
TUTUX9.
It's a 2-2.
22X9.
Like some kind of like, it sounds like a robotic ballerina dancer.
Yeah. That's exactly what I was thinking. I was thinking of some kind of robot that had that T1, that Terminator red eye, but I was definitely thinking of a ballerina. Like the X9 put me definitely in that radar eye robot space.
The X9 is a pretty dope robot. I mean, it's covered in like robotics and spikes.
Or is it Tux9?
Oh.
Which is actually like an alphanumeric for a phone number of a tuxedo rental place.
Two Tux9.
I thought it was like a size, like, you know, like X, like triple X.
Mm-hmm. My tutu is size 9. This is size 9. It's a big, beautiful woman.
Or it's like, you know, Rainbow Six.
I don't know how big that is, really.
It's a specialty. A 2 Tux9 is a certain kind of hit squad or something. Or it's like a Rainbow Six themed party planning show on Bravo. 2 Tux9. They're a crew. They show up in tuxedos. They plan your party. It's got a sort of a future bent to it.
it's a long con.
Yeah.
What's 22 times 9?
Oh, what am I doing the math wrong? 198.
Yeah.
I think I did that right. Maybe.
Is
that number significant at all to anybody out there? If it is, please write into the show at hotgarbagepodcast@gmail.com.
Their briefcase combination.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is a good place to start a conspiracy by just spitballing out of made-up license plates. Mm-hmm. I mean real license plates.
No, these are all real. These are all real as shit. I saw these in the world.
Okay, what's one more?
Like this one. Let's see. This one's weird. The number 3 and the word Duke.
3 Duke.
Yeah.
3rd Uke. I think it's having an extra backup ukulele.
I thought it was like
always have a third uke.
They poop in 3 different chambers. They carry with them at all the times. They're a 3-duker. This is a 3-duke family, and we have 3 separate poop chambers in this vehicle.
Or is there a number 1, a number 2, and a number 3, and that family calls it the Duke?
Maybe <it's>
you either took a Duke or you number 3'd in that family. I think this has got all the earmarks of a number 3, you guys.
This is a number 3.
Real Duke.
This is going to be a Duke. Mm-hmm. This is a real Duke.
Mm-hmm.
3 Duke. I need to put this on a vanity plate. It was so important to me.
This is an official code 3.
Oh, I noticed there are not a lot of vanity plates in other states. There's a lot in Oregon. It must be really cheap here. I'm going to look into this.
I am due to get my plates updated. Maybe I'll do a little investigating when I'm going to the DMV to get that squared away.
You should do a 4.
We've talked about this before. I think $50 is my limit. I think if I paid $50 additional, maybe, or less, maybe I could see doing some kind of ridiculous vanity plate. What other music do you have to share tonight, Andy?
Let's see. I'm going to play track by this band called Dumb Doctors. The song's called Reptile. We'll be right back. Dumb Doctors from South Carolina. That shit is fantastic. Put it in your face.
I did enjoy that quite a bit. I did put it in my face.
I just take that. I usually take that song and just rub it all over my face.
All my face.
And chest.
I find myself wiping a little bit off of my face. You know, when kind of like someone just, they're talking to you and they get a little spit and you just kind of, oh, you know, you wipe it off. And they say, oh, did I spit? And you say, yeah, you did a little bit. And just then everyone spit. Feels a little uncomfortable and you stop listening to what they were saying.
And then you say, can you take your dick out of that glory hole, please? I'm not into this.
Yeah,
I'm just trying to shit in this bathroom.
wrong stall. You've got wrong stall. You try to be polite about it still, but you just want to push that dick back through the hole.
Yeah, like, come on, man.
Andy, I have to be at work at 7 a.m., and I take a road that passes by a number of major bus stops. And I've been noticing that a lot of people are waiting for the bus at like 6:35, and they're having heated discussions on their cell phones. And I think that it's a bad sign in your life if you need to be having an animated conversation on your cell phone at 6:30 in the morning.
Oh, man.
What do you think?
Yeah, that's a bad time to have a conversation. You never want to, like... No one on the other side of the line is happy to be talking to you at that point,
and if
either.
You're receiving a call at 6:30 and you have to take it, like, most of us would just be like, no, I'm not taking that call. But if you're in a place in your life where you have to take an incoming call at 6:35...
And argue with someone standing at a bus stop? Yeah, it's not good.
Because if it's good news, you could be like, oh, it's too early. I'll just call that person back. And then there's no explosiveness to it. There's no need to answer.
Yeah, we can talk around like 8 o'clock, like the golden hour of talking.
I'll get back to...
Maybe 9:30.
I'll get back to you about this in a little bit. But to have a sort of a yelling engagement.
You think this is a personal discussion? Was this a work-related thing?
Oh, my guess is it was some kind of... maybe some kind of ticket court, some sort of parking court or something like that. I think that's the kind of call you take when you have to resolve a bill of some kind.
I think it's
a hassle of some nature.
I think it's somebody who took somebody's keys on accident, and that guy or lady was super pissed that they had to ride the bus to work that day. And they were calling to be like, what the fuck? Where are my keys?
This wasn't just one person. I say
that from experience.
This is a long chain of people. It was sort of a little... three-block pandemic I saw over the course of the last couple of weeks. I've seen a lot of early morning cell phone conversations, animated cell phone conversations. I just think that can't always be a good thing.
A lot of it was people being like, stop playing Pokemon and live your life like a human. They're just screaming at
the other
person.
It was messages they left themselves.
It's like, this is 6:30 in the morning. I have to yell at you right now because you're still up playing Pokemon. You've been playing Pokemon.
Oh, I wanted to also tell on behalf of our friend Brandon, who is a multiple guest. He's co-hosted the show before, and he experienced a bit of moral outrage recently. He was at a laundromat, and he was actually taking a walk while his laundry was in the machines to play some Pokemon, which I don't condone. I'm not supporting that behavior, but it just is part of the story in this case. And he was kind of looking and taking his pictures as he walked up and down Mississippi here in Portland, and he finds someone's wallet. And there's some money in it and all of the person's cards. And so he immediately looks at the driver's license, sees the name, and looks her up on Facebook, sends her a message to return the wallet. Just wanted to get it back to her as soon as he could. Takes it with him, goes back to the laundromat, and he hears two girls kind of frantically worrying aloud about a missing wallet. And he quickly pieces together that this is the girl. And he goes up to give it back. He's like, oh, hey, I found your wallet. I just sent you a message, blah, blah, blah. And she goes, ugh. And just takes it from him. No, thank you. No recognition whatsoever. And just like walked away.
That's cold hearted.
That is cold hearted.
That's cold as ice.
Now, Brandon's not here to defend himself, but there were people that I've told that story to on his behalf who thought that maybe he was embellishing a little bit. But he swears to me that this girl was just ice cold about it.
She was probably super relieved, but like also like, oh, I can't believe the guy just found it. She probably had gone to like DEFCON 9. The same thing happened to my wife yesterday.
Did she entirely brush somebody off?
No, not like that. Not at all. She lost her purse.
Okay.
We thought it was stolen. She had to cancel all of her credit cards. And then we were also thinking, oh shit, her keys are in that purse. Oh shit, her checkbook's in that purse. Like, all this shit where it's just like Now we have to get new locks for the doors, and we have to get new keys for the car and shit because we didn't have any backup spares.
Oh, no.
It turned into this whole thing. And then it turned out that they had it behind the counter. Somebody turned it in. After she had canceled all of our credit cards, filed a police report, did all this whole prolonged thing for insurance.
How did she find out that they had it behind the counter?
I called back because when she was there, she gave them her phone number.
Mm-hmm.
That turned out to be her cell phone that was in the purse.
Well,
so I called them to be like, hey, that purse that we lost here, this is my number. Call me if you find it. And they're like, oh, that purse? We have it right here. So that was fantastic.
Well, okay, so her maybe, ID and everything was in there too?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So they could have found her name. Mm-hmm. I think that's a little bit, I mean, they're not under any obligation to do anything, but if you find mm-hmm. that purse and you're intent mm-hmm. on giving it back, you got to do a little homework and reach out to them right away. Like, I think what Brandon did, seeing the person's name and their ID. Like,
hey, what's up? Do you have this shit? And they had it. So we lucked out, best case scenario. Somebody turned it in, which is cool.
Right.
But that was instantaneous.
Kind of a happy story.
This girl had not had a chance to cancel any of her cards or anything. She was just like super worried about not having her wallet.
Right.
She probably lost it outside
the
laundromat.
What I'm saying is she expressed some irritation or just at least some ambivalence toward the finder of her wallet. But mm-hmm. in your situation, I would actually be a little bit irritated that person didn't try to get a hold of me sooner to save me all this grief.
It's true.
She didn't like see him pick it up and assume he was trying to steal it or something.
No. The way that he told us, he found it several blocks from the place that he then discovered her.
Well, he had it in his pocket and he was like, hey, reach in my pocket. I found your wallet. And
yeah,
she
did
thought
feed it
that
out
was
through
weird.
The open fly of his shorts, but.
Yeah, like, hey, look what's in here. And she was like, oh, that's disgusting. Hey, that's my wallet. And then she scoffed at him and walked away.
Yeah, that actually is the scenario under which, ugh. And snatching it is totally appropriate. I would say if Brandon fed it through the zipper portion of his shorts and waggled it in front of her and said, hey, found your wallet. Then her saying, ugh, and grabbing it, totally justified. In fact, he probably deserved worse.
Mm-hmm.
But he just handed it to her enthusiastically from
mm-hmm.
at least his perspective.
I was at the library and we'd walked down the street to get some food afterwards. And I got a text from somebody. From Kim's phone, and Kim was like, I don't have my phone, and it was this kid at the library who had found her phone, and I walked back up and get it, and I gave that kid $5. I was like, fuck you. I'm giving him, fuck you. I guess it wasn't fuck you at all.
Big old fuck you.
It's like, here's your reward. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
It's more of a thank you than a fuck you, I guess. But I felt like that kid deserved a reward. Because I know, I found a wallet when I was a kid and I turned it in, the dude didn't give me shit. Or I found, one time, this was the longest one of all, I found a pager. And it was like, awesome, I've got a pager now. My
pager,
mom was
finding
like,
a pager is like the Rubik's Cube of returning something.
Yeah. And then I was like, well, I'll just, there was a number on the back, so I called it. And the guy was like, oh, sweet. He never came to get it. So we just had this like weird pager thing around. I was like, oh, I want to play with it. But you can't do anything with a pager.
No.
It does nothing.
It barely tells you when someone's mm-hmm. called it.
Mm-hmm.
You just wear it around, dude.
Yeah.
Did you wear it?
No, I just tried to make it like buzz and do things.
There was that brief window when a pager was the shit. I mean, it was a drug thing for sure, but.
Pretty much the only thing it was used for was doctors and drug dealers.
Oh, this is a total change of subject from doctors and drug dealers, but did remind me of something old-timey. I went to the spare room here in Portland and played bingo last Monday because we were off, and I won twice, won $40.
Really?
Playing some bingo at the spare room.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Our table had six groups at it, and we won like five times.
Thrilling.
It was. It was thrilling. Is that what you said? Thrilling?
It was a real thriller.
It was a barn burner.
Bingo thriller.
It's hard, I guess, now that I've brought it up in story form, it's really hard to tell an exciting story about bingo, even if you won bingo, which is a very exciting thing, but I don't know how to craft a narrative that expresses how much fun it was.
It was a secret kind of fun.
Because what I wanted, they have a grand finale, so you play like 19 games, and there is a grand finale, which but you have to play at least 13 of the games to be eligible for the grand finale.
Oh,
so
it's
while
like
you're
Gold
building
Jacket
toward
Club?
it does seem more and more exciting, and you psych yourself into wanting the grand finale. But now that I'm telling the story, even if I describe the grand finale, I don't think I can do justice to
what
the
was
building
it?
Excitement.
Did you get to kill someone in the room?
They will read 56 numbers, and the goal is to black out your card. So you have to cover every square on your card, but they're only going to read 56. And if no one gets it, you have to cover 25 squares in 56, you know, ball bounces. And if you don't do it, the prize rolls over to the next week and you add one more ball to the tally. But if you do it, you get $700. That's like a legitimate night playing some bingo.
How many bingo winners are there like in an evening?
Everyone's a winner.
You win. I mean, you play each game until there is a winner, with the exception of the blackout. So there would be 19 other winners to kind of correspond to every game. But sometimes there will be multiple winners on the same turn, and then you split the $20 prize. So that's my bingo story, everybody. Spare room Monday.
Ripping
nights.
Bingo podcast commentary. Okay.
While you're slaving away at the bingo game, Andy and I will be here talking. But
yeah. Listen to this fun. While you play your bingo.
Yeah, listen to some music. What you got, Andy?
Let's see.
My old Chevy moving so slow, but my mind still spinning off a cold. Don't let the nigga get his money right. Don't leave no head on my sports car. Young nigga with a no soul, but my mind still spinning off a cold. Don't let the nigga get his money right. Bitch, don't leave no head on my sports car. Told the mama make these niggas pay the fee and have some money left over when you're done paying me. I'm pimp chips, something like a pimp C. I'm out here gripping and whipping on wood and ain't no way I couldn't be, bitch. I'm cold, I pull up to the Chevron in my Chevy and have to tell that bitch to hop, I pumped the gas, she was ready. My other stallion hopped out, they hit the store. I rolled the window down, said grab some backwoods. She said I know, oh. I'm a stupid ass nigga, I'm out here, bro. What the fuck you thought? I pull up in the smoke and take your bitch. Don't care what the fuck you bought, bitch. I'm a stupid ass nigga, I'm out here, bro. What the fuck you thought? My 72 Impala got some holler. What you holler about, bitch?
My old Chevy moving so slow, but my mind still spinning off a cold. Don't let the nigga get his money right. Still spending off a coco. Yeah. Don't let the nigga get his money right. Don't need no help on my sports coat. Young nigga, fresh than the sun, bitch. My white hoe got a nose in the fun dip. Talk slick, something that she never get to. If she talk shit, it's only with that other nigga. Ride around, speed slow. These bitches staring hard, neck broke. Hell no, nowadays can't trust these hoes, no. Oh, stupid ass nigga, I'm out here. What the fuck you think these hoes be popping that pee like it's the kill for pancreas disease? Oh, stupid ass nigga, I'm out here. What the fuck you think I'll turn a basic bitch into a motherfucking MVP? My old Chevy moving so slow, but my mind still spinning off a cold. Don't let the nigga get his money right. Don't leave no head on my sports coat. Young nigga with a no soul, but my mind still spinning off a cold. Don't let the nigga get his money right. Bitch, don't leave no head on my sports coat.
Horse hunters.
You wrote that down frontier as a possible podcast topic, as if we would ever know what that meant.
I have no idea what that means. I don't know what I was writing about. Was it about people who hunt horses?
Was there a news story about people that went hunting horses?
I hope not.
I guess there are technically wild horses, but that doesn't seem like a huntable animal. Can you imagine sport hunting a horse?
Some horse meat.
One of the like most universally majestic animals, the horse, and it just became an object of hunting.
Oh, man. Have you ever had a horse steak, though? Meaty. I never have. I hear they're good eating.
Bow hunting a horse.
It sounds ridiculous.
It sounds sort of savage.
Yeah. It sounds sad. The only way I'd kill a horse is with my bare hands.
Yeah. I'd slap it. A horse to death.
It's too sad. I slap box a horse to death? That would take a long time.
I feel like that's the only way.
I feel like if a horse hit you one time, you'd die. But yeah, you have to hit it a lot of times.
It's not necessarily that you let it slap you back.
I imagine the horse standing up on its hind
avoiding
legs.
Avoiding being slapped is a big part of a horse slap fight.
It's more of like you fighting the horse from Ren and Stimpy, Mr. Horse. He gets you with like one hoof and you're done. You know, if a horse could stand up like Mr. Horse, we'd be fucked.
In hypothetical.
In slap box tournaments.
Boxing fight, yeah.
I guess, only.
Boxing fight, boxing match.
But in a hugging contest, I think we'd win.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
In a compassion contest.
Yeah. Horses, can horses show true compassion? Or has it been bred out of them?
It's been replaced by hubris.
And speed.
And pride. Yeah.
And a nimble foot.
Yeah. And a sort of a capricious sense of loyalty.
And a sturdy mane.
Mm-hmm.
And a huge cock.
And a big pile of parking lot shit.
Yeah, horses do shit a lot. People talk about how cool horses are. Horses shit a lot.
Yeah. That's why, as I always say,
I guess nobody was arguing.
Police horses are stupid. They're just big anachronisms that shit all over public property.
But they're pretty cool.
That's their only redeeming quality.
Yeah, I don't know. If I was a cop, vehicle. I'd definitely either want to be like a horse cop or like one of those cops who drives like a really fast, super cool cop car.
I think you would definitely
want to
be...
guns on the outside.
Well, I would take being the horse cop because the horse cop also gets a lot of kind of elaborate winter gear. You know, they get like a long, special horse riding trench coat, police coat. Mm-hmm. They've got a good look to them and they're very imposing.
I don't think I want to be any cop right now, though.
No. Law enforcement has never appealed to me.
No.
Either as an entity or as an attractive career prospect.
I don't know. Lady cop outfits are pretty sexy.
I suppose.
So there's that.
They could be.
That's the only thing cops have going for them right now. Lady cops have never been sexier.
Yeah, I think since we missed basically all of July, we're a little bit too late to weigh in on the political situation.
I don't think we ever
too
should
late
on this
slash
podcast.
Too uninformed.
I don't think we should ever weigh on anything political or religious in this podcast.
I'll save that for my own spoken word podcast.
Yeah, that's going to be the offshoot. Mm-hmm. Drew's political podcast.
Yeah. Vote Drew is what it's going to be called.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be called, yeah, that.
Vote Drew every week.
Yeah.
That'll be the slogan of it.
Mm-hmm. Vote Drew. Just fucking keep voting. Mm-hmm. And vote for Drew.
And I'll start every podcast in kind of like a folksy way where I'll like, this is episode 100 of my filibuster. Podcasting is the most democratic medium we have. Make your voice heard by listening. Vote Drew. I think there's a lot of ways you could get with that.
Oh man, this
I feel like
itself.
I've got this character pretty dialed
this
in.
This writes itself. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is good.
But that's not this show. This show is decidedly uninformed.
This show's not about that. This show is about hot garbage.
Let's play a little bit more music, Andy.
Oh man, I'm gonna play you something real funky by Stimulator Jones. This song's called Chuck Taylor Strut. Thank you.
I was misled by Laughing Planet. There was a location in Bloomington where I went to school, and for just whatever reason, I just assumed that was the only one and the original, and it was not at all. It was just a cookie-cutter part of a chain.
Really?
But I do like, yeah. Yeah, there was definitely one in Bloomington.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I had no idea. You're
enjoying this mom and pop.
Yeah, I thought that I was participating in the local economy, and I had, maybe that's just what I wanted to believe, you know? But yeah, they just had like the same kind of like Frank Zappa artwork on the walls, all that kind of stuff. I was very disappointed, but I had them for lunch today, as a matter of fact. So
what do you do? What's your go-to?
I just do the bean and cheese burrito there. I keep it real simple, and I like their red salsa. They do a nice red salsa.
I like to do their braised beef with chimichurri sauce.
Oh,
but to make the burrito the way I want it with all the modifications, it's like a $12 burrito. So it's not really worth it. So I don't go there very often.
What kind of modifications do you make to this burrito?
First, I make it deluxe, which costs $2 more. Then I add braised beef, which is $3 more. And then I make it twice the size, which is $3 more.
So what is the what is kind of the basic skeleton of the burrito that you add on to? If you had no accoutrement, what would the burrito be?
Oh, it would be beans, cheese, rice, and their pico.
Okay. So you get a bean burrito. You build onto a bean burrito frame.
I'm making it a beef burrito.
You end up with the... You transform the burrito.
Yeah. Because they had another menu for a while. It was a chimichurri burrito. It was fantastic. It didn't do well. So they took it off. But they still have that for like a bowl that they have. So you have to make it. And it's just not worth it.
Oh, so they have the ingredients. But they have all the ingredients. Like an additional $6 or something.
Yeah, it sucks. I did it a couple times. It was okay. It wasn't worth all that. There's a reason it's not on the menu, because it costs too much to make. But I usually go for the Big Bean Bubba.
Do you have a song about your boner? It's called Sweet Sweet Beef Burrito.
I don't.
Chimichurri sauce? That doesn't even sound like a real...
I do. I have a Sweet Sweet Jelly Roll, though.
Well, I think that's a good place to go out on while you're still rock hard. Thank you guys for listening to this episode and easing us back into the routine here. We appreciate you listening each and every week. You can download episodes of the show every Thursday. Please subscribe via iTunes. Leave us a couple of your thoughts. They don't have to be positive, although that's preferable, but let us know what you think. You can do that by ranking us on iTunes or writing us directly at hotgarbagepodcast@gmail.com. Andy, what are you taking us out on this evening?
Oh, man. We're going to go out on Old Burger Beats from Norway. A song called The Gentle Instrumental.
For Nate, for Andy, this is Drew. We'll see you next week on Hot Garbage.